Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this afternoon. Well, it is time to take 25, sit back, relax, and join the conversation. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. That's an oldie but a goodie. And why is an oldie but a goodie? Well, I'm here and I'm allowed to say that. I'm here alone today. So Irene's car is broken down, so she won't be joining us. Haha. So that means I can talk about what I want to talk about. But that's not so bad, is it, having me here? Although I'm probably sitting here thinking, you're going, oh, no, not her. But anyway, there was one thing that I did want to mention today, and it's something I noticed as I was driving in, and I saw a spelling mistake on a billboard. Oops. So someone actually missed that. And yeah, I don't know, it just jumped out at me. But this is one of my gripes. And I see it all the time, you know, the spelling mistakes now, and nobody seems to actually really care. Now, I know while it's one of my gripes, it's also one of Cara's. With her being a wordsmith, it would probably jump out to her 10 miles away, where me, I just saw it right on the board. As for Kim, would it be a problem for her? I'm not sure. With her teenage kids and all the texting she had to put up with, she may not see that as too much of a problem. And for Irene, would she be bothered? Do you know, I have a feeling that she wouldn't be bothered, and she'd probably be saying to me, what on earth's your problem with that, Mariska? But I don't know. I just find it really annoying, and that maybe we've lost that ability to actually write well. And you do see it all the time. But one thing that really annoys me is the New Zealand Herald. And, you know, lots of mistakes in there, grammar mistakes, and you used to see, oops, we apologise, and I thought, is that okay? To say, well, we'll just make them and then we'll apologise for them later. But I don't think I even see that apology anymore. But I suppose if I kind of look at it being oldie and on my kind of high horse here, language does change, doesn't it? And if you think of the English language itself, it's a pretty crap language when you think about the spelling of words and how they're not spelt phonetically. So I can imagine that anybody trying to learn English, it just must be an absolute nightmare. So is it a problem if we start spelling words more phonetically than as they, you know, I mean, for example, photo, you know, starting with a PH, how does that make sense to actually anybody? I think if I know correctly, the Americans might actually even spell it with an F. Maybe that's easy for us to actually, when we're writing things down, to get that. The text language that now comes in as well. And I think Kim and I might have actually had a bit of a gripe about this, so maybe that is a bit of a problem for her as well, and should be on my side. But yeah, language is forever changing. New words come in and kind of old words go out the door. But is that an excuse for not proofreading your work, making a spelling mistake or good grammar? Well, I think it is. Anyway, enough of that. Let's put on some music.
Out of darkness.
You're listening to Two Sugars, Conversations Over Coffee on 104.6 Planet FM.
great couple of tracks there from ZZ Top and Cold Chisel. For the young ones out there listening, you probably don't even know who they are. Interestingly enough, talking about music, we were over at a neighbour's place in the weekend and he had been somewhere during the day, some meet-up, and there was a whole lot of CDs there that people could take for free. And he decided to show us all the CDs that he picked up. And I was sitting there thinking, actually, apart from one of them, I would have also picked up all of these CDs. Now, again, CDs are probably, you know, getting way out of fashion now. Everything kind of gets downloaded from the net, doesn't it? But as I was thinking about all of the CDs, I was thinking, well, that kind of was in my era. And I thought I was younger than them, but maybe some of that good music did last for a few decades. So that's my little thing. I'm sure I am a little bit younger, and we just like the same music because it was there for a few decades. But isn't it interesting kind of thinking about the music, and I'm imagining if Irene was here as well, whether some of this actually might not be too old to her, or some of it she may not have heard of either. But some of the big tracks they do play on and they stay with us for years and years and years, and other stuff just goes by the by. So I think talking about that and rambling on about music, we'll just end the show today with a few more tracks from the bygone era. So we'll see you the same time, same place next week. So sit back and relax in our last few songs.
when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and a running, hey, hey. Skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping. And you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la. La-dee-da. So hard to find my way. Now that I'm all on my own. I saw you just the other day. My, you have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking back, making love in the green grass, behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la la?
Never miss your favourite shows again. Click on to planetaudio.org.nz.
Our place.
Is our di ta hai.
Our day ke di fong.
Our place, Auckland.
Good weather, good people, and I like it.
I love weather here. Not too much hot and not too much cold.
I love the fact that I'm in the centre of a very, very busy city and there's all these amazing parks. I can enjoy solitude in the centre of a city with 1 point something million people.
I do like Auckland because